You know, so like some new automation factories doing building module houses, from 3D printers building houses to quarries and cutting of stone with robotic cutters. You know, so this is where the industry is changing very much. And, you know, it's an exciting time for where young people to get involved in the quarry construction and the manufacturing supply chain.
With 40 different types of jobs being created out of this as well, it's extremely beneficial for regions like the Northwest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's the education that we are given here to, you know, prepare people for that. Like, you know, we have courses going on next week from blockchain and health and safety to drone technology. You know, it's about, you know, 2-day course for drone technology that you come out with a European license after it. The same with BIM. Like, BIM information modeling is something that government is given a directive that is coming in the next year. Like, this job is a 70,000-80,000 job, you know, money-wise. And, you know, we're a full partner with Autodesk in the UK to deliver this program here in Leitrim and in Dundalk.
Do you feel with the new type of technology that's coming in, it'll be a lot easier to bring younger people into the industry now as well?
Oh, definitely, because I was just saying there, like, we done 18 kids in from Marahampton and Drumcairn last year, and, like, we showed them, asked them first would be involved in construction, and they said no. But then we showed them our robotic dog, our 3D printing, our drones. Four of each of the class said they would, you know, and that's a major thing. Then we're putting a full new science lab here, and we'll be doing education and science. Science is going to have a major implication within the industry for developing material and different geological within the industry as well.